Well, praise the Lord. It's hard to believe this will be Christmas week, but here it is. And of course, as we've said often in the last while, this is a different type of year, but still a good year, and a good year to remember that God is with us. He won't forsake us. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. I just wanted to say before I begin, open up the Word just a little bit this morning. Normally, people that have birthdays on Christmas and stuff like that get, you know, kind of the raw end of the deal sometimes. So our bass player today, Paul, you know, I just wanted to give a shout out because his birthday, of course, is Christmas Day. And so happy birthday, Paul, in the building here. And hope you have an amazing day. And also on Boxing Day, my wife, Noreen, and Tessie Cox out there, they both have a birthday on Boxing Day. So I thought I'd shout out to them as well, just to recognize them this year. And, you know, there are people in our church who live alone. And you know those people. So over the next week or two, if you can remember to just give them a call, just encourage them and wish them Merry Christmas. I'm sure they'd appreciate hearing from some of us in the church. So I just encourage you and you know, challenge us all to do that in the next bit. And one last thing, I'd just like to mention that Don and Cheryl Brandt are heading down to Vancouver. They're driving down right now as we speak. And no, they're not breaking protocols. Don has actually a procedure, surgery regarding his heart that he's had in the past. And so if you could just pray for him and pray for them and just pray that God's peace will be with them over the next while. I believe the procedure is actually on Tuesday. So if you can keep that in mind. The shepherds, they're out doing their thing, you know, keeping the sheep. And the Bible tells us in the same region there were shepherds staying out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. An angel of the Lord suddenly stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terribly frightened. I'd be too. But the angel says to them, "Don't be afraid, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy, which will be for all the people. For today in the city of David, there's been born for you a Savior who is Christ the Lord. And this is going to be a sign for you. You'll find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." And suddenly there appeared with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to all men with whom God is pleased." And when the angels had gone away from them into heaven, shepherds began saying to one another, "Let us go straight to Bethlehem then and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." So they came in a hurry and found their way to Mary and Joseph and the baby as he lay in a manger. You know, there was a lady who, you know, waited till the last minute to send out her Christmas cards. Not that you and I ever do things last minute. You know, some of you guys are probably still shopping. But, you know, this lady waits till the last minute to send out her Christmas cards. So she rushes to the store, and she has 49 people to send cards to on her list. So she finds this box of 50 cards, and she says to herself, "This is perfect." Looks at the picture on the front. It's awesome. So she grabs them and heads home. She takes the cards out, and without really noticing what the verse says inside, she just starts to put who it's to and from her and sends them off. So all 49 cards get out into the mail last minute. Christmas Day comes along, and she's, you know, sort of gotten into the middle of the hustle and bustle, but then she gets this moment where she's just got time to settle down and rest, and she finds the 50th card that was in that box, and so she opens it up to read what she actually sent to everybody, and inside, to her dismay, she reads this: "This card is just to say a little gift is on its way." Can you imagine? You know, I was thinking about that. You know, the shepherds are in their fields and the angel comes to them and says to them, you know, the gift has come. You know, it's no longer on the way. The gift has come. He's lying in a manger in the form of a baby in human flesh. You know, there is those scriptures that we have that are so profound about God's gift. John 3:16, we can all quote, I'm sure. But it says, you know, that God so loved the world that he gave His only Son. God so loved you and me that He gave us His Son. That's what Christmas reminds us of, and this is what the angels were proclaiming to the shepherds. In Romans 6:23, the second half of that verse says this: the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Again, Christmas is about Jesus coming, God's gift to us that gave us eternal life. And in 2 Corinthians 9:15, we get this proclamation from Paul: thanks be to God for His indescribable gift. Think about that for a moment. This indescribable gift, because the name of Jesus and Jesus Christ, God in the flesh, is so incredible and full for everything we need in this life and for eternity. You see, the gift of Jesus was given to us, the all-sufficient one, the eternal one, the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the bread of life, the living water, the light of the world. He is our strength. He is our refuge, our tower, our foundation, our chief cornerstone in life. He is the resurrection and the life. He is the bridegroom, and we are His bride. What a name, the name of Jesus, this gift we've been given by God. We've also been given the gift of spiritual life now, and our destinies are set right in Him as we've been given this eternal life. You know, a television interviewer was walking the streets of Tokyo at Christmas time, and the interview stopped one young lady on the sidewalk and says to her, you know, can I just ask you, what is the meaning of Christmas? And the young girl thought for a moment, and then she says, I don't know, is that the day that Jesus died? You know, she wasn't far off, because the reason Jesus was born was that ultimately He would lay His life down and die. And that's what Christmas is all about. There was a young girl, Anasi Elia. She was 16 years old. And in 1988, she was diagnosed with a rare form of leukemia. The doctor said that if she did not receive a bone marrow transplant, after her chemotherapy and radiation treatment, that she was going to die. So they were attempting to find a match, of course, and neither one of her parents or her brother were a match for her. And they couldn't find a donor anywhere, and her parents, you know, were desperate. And they thought, you know, what can we do to have our daughter get this match and be saved? And they thought to themselves, even though we're in our 40s, why don't we get pregnant and have another child and hope that this child will have the bone marrow that my daughter needs? And so that's what they did. And the mom conceived, and she went through the pregnancy, here came the baby. And to their amazement and delight, it was determined that this baby had the exact bone marrow that would be a match for their sister, this little girl. And Elia was 14 months old when they took some of her bone marrow and gave it to Anissa. And Anissa made a full recovery from the leukemia. And today, even today, both sisters have lived a good and healthy life. You see, in a real sense, Marissa saved her sister's life. You know, she says, without me being a perfect match for my sister, she wouldn't be here. And you know, it was Jesus who came to this earth. You know, He was the perfect match for our sin, to have our sin dealt with, because He was pure and holy, and He was born for the express purpose of saving you and me and being the match for our separation from God. We also know that this gift brought us peace. Isaiah 9:6 says, for a child will be born to us, a son will be given to us, and the government is going to rest on His shoulders. And His name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father, Prince of Peace. You know, the angel said to the shepherds that day that, and on earth peace among men with whom He is pleased. You know, this expression peace or shalom had a much richer connotation than our English word has of peace. You see, it not only conveyed the absence of conflict and turmoil, but it also had the notion of a positive blessing upon us, that especially in the terms of a right relationship with God, because of God sending Jesus and Jesus coming and ultimately one day dying, he gave us ultimate peace, the opportunity to have peace with God the Father. And in 2 Thessalonians 3:16, we read this, "Now may the Lord of peace himself continually grant you peace in every circumstance. The Lord be with you all." What a great word, a blessing from Paul, because really it dictates the Christmas message, that God himself, the Lord of peace, would continually grant you and I peace in all our circumstances in life, and that the Lord would be with us all. What a great year to know and understand this truth, isn't it? That we can have peace no matter what the circumstances are in life. And then, of course, there's joy. John 15:11, Jesus said, "These things I've spoken to you so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be made full." That's Jesus' promise to us, because we have the hope of Christ and seeing him one day. And we know that the Holy Spirit is with us today so that we have joy, this gladness. No matter what's going on in life, we have that solid gladness in our life. Proverbs 17:22 says, "A joyful heart is good medicine, but a broken spirit dries up the bones." And when we have that faith and that hope, and we know the gift of God, which is Jesus Christ, who has given us joy and gladness and strength in every situation, what a great year to know and understand this, that we can have that deep joy, that contentment, no matter what is going on in life. Philippians 4:4 says this to us, "Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say to you, rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say, rejoice. Be glad in the Lord always. And again, I say, be glad in the Lord." Can you repeat that word, rejoice, after me? Rejoice. Rejoice. You know, I can't hear you, Justin. Are you there? Stand up on your feet in your living room and say that really loud. Rejoice. Thank you. What a great God who's given us joy in our heart. And, you know, yeah, the circumstances of this life in this time and season right now have been a little wearisome. But we have that hope and joy because we know that God is with us and God wins, and eternal life and peace and joy and Jesus are all ours today. Romans 15:13, I've quoted before, but can I bless us with this today? "Now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that you will abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit." Let me say that again. "Now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that you will abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit." Now I'm going to break into an impromptu carol session, so if you can join me, don't leave me hanging here. Join me as we sing some familiar carols really quickly here in celebration of the joy that God has given us. You know, let's sing that great one, that common one, the one you know, "Joy to the World." "Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing. Joy to the world, the Savior reigns. Let men their songs employ, while fields and floods, rocks, hills, and plains repeat the sounding joy, repeat the sounding joy, repeat, repeat the sounding joy. Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled. Joyful all ye nations rise, join the triumph of the skies. With angelic host proclaim, Christ is born in Bethlehem. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. And I'm going to take a drink of water. Otherwise, I just won't be able to carry on. Deck the halls with boughs of holly, fa la 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 la. Tis the season to be jolly, fa la 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 la. Don we now our gay apparel, fa la 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 la. Troll the ancient yuletide carol, fa la 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 la. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Good tidings I bring to you and your kin. Good tidings at Christmas and a Happy New Year. May God bless you richly. May God bless you richly. May God bless you richly and spoil you this year. That wasn't so bad, eh? Couldn't help it. I just, want to leave us too with the response of the shepherds very quickly today. And I'm going to ask the worship team to come on up. The response of the shepherds is twofold, and we read this in the scripture. It says, when they had seen this, the baby, they made known the statement which had been told them about this child, and all who heard it wondered at the things which were told them by the shepherds. So this is the first thing they did. They began to speak and tell people about all they'd heard from the angels and what they had found in the manger. And then the shepherds went back afterwards, glorifying and praising God for all that they had heard and seen, just as been told them. So there's two things that happen here, and I want to challenge us, encourage us to do these things in our life, not only at Christmas time, but throughout the year, is that number one, that we'd respond in kind, that we would tell others what God has done. That when God blesses us or God does good things in our life and even the incredibleness of our faith, that we would tell others every time and opportunity that we have that this is what God has done. Look what God has done for me. And the second thing is that we would take opportunity always in our lives to give God all the praise and the glory. Because we know the knowledge. We have the knowledge of Christmas. We have the knowledge of the gift of God, this indescribable gift, and that we would never stop offering to God our praise and our glory for all that He has done. Let's let the joy of the Lord be our strength in life, and let's praise and give Him all the glory that He deserves. Boy, church family, although we are a little bit separated here physically, I want you to know that my heart for you is that you'd have a Merry Christmas this year, and that in the midst of it all, that you would experience a freshness of the Spirit of God in your life, and that you would know the joy and the peace of God in greater depths in your life. Just encourage you this next week of Christmas, especially this next week, just to spend some time reflecting on the beauty and the glory of God. He deserves it. And God's Spirit will meet with you when you give time for Him to give you the eyes towards Jesus. So God, I bless every person, every household, every family, as I always do, God. And I thank You that Your Spirit is with them. And I ask, God, that in this coming week, that God, this indescribable gift will just be at the forefront of their mind, their thoughts, God, and that they will declare to others this greatness of our God. And Jesus, they'll give you all the glory and the praise. Just God, throughout the week, just randomly, Spirit of God, just do something inside us where the Spirit of God, that you come out like a fountain and like a flood, and that the joy of the Lord is so great in our lives that we can't help but just all of a sudden give praise and honor to Jesus. Let this week, although it might be different than we're used to traditionally, let it be better than it's ever been, God, for every person and every household. And we give you, Jesus, all the glory and the honor, because you are our indescribable gift.
Amen. God, we just recognize that, Jesus, you are the King today and forevermore. And just in this season, we just want to make sure we make room for that, God, for you to just be King and reign in our lives above all of the extras and the things we do to celebrate. God, would we not just be busy doing, but would we just sit and allow you to be King of our hearts and our minds and our emotions and our thoughts and our actions and just our entire being? Would we just be centered around you this Christmas? And I thank you for that in Jesus, your precious name. Amen. Amen. Couple of announcements just before we all go. One, if you are looking for the link for the Christmas Eve service, it'll be live on the website on Christmas Eve at noon. Whenever you want to join and watch that with your family or share that link, that will be there. But this week leading up to that, we'll have the little kind of like announcement poster online that you can share and post and kind of spread the word as well. And then for those of you who are giving, year end is coming. So if you have been giving through the app or online through the website, the cutoff for the 2020 year will be December 23rd, because there's just a processing time. But you can give up to the end of the year and all the other ways. So just wanted to make you aware of that. And finally, last note, since you'll be like on our Facebook page looking for that announcement to share, this past Thursday for preteens, we all made gingerbread houses together, but individually over Zoom. And so you will see sometime tonight or tomorrow those houses posted. And so we just kind of want to have a little contest with our students. So just like your favorite one and just add a little bit of fun and cheer and holiday excitement and get involved with our next gen that way. So be blessed. Merry Christmas. And God bless you.